Hey builders, welcome back. Today we're talking about something that's going to force a technical decision from you in the next 30 to 60 days. And I'm not exaggerating here. We're at a genuine inflection point with autonomous agent infrastructure, and the architecture choices you make right now will determine whether you're competitive 6 months from now or scrambling to catch up. So here's what happened. Claudebot just dropped. And it's not another research demo. This is production-ready software that gives AI models terminal access, file system operations, and the ability to install applications across more than 200 platform integrations. Let that sink in for a second. We've moved from, hey, look what AI can theoretically do, to here's the orchestration layer that makes it productivizable. The urgent question you need to answer is this. Are you building custom agent tooling, or are you adopting existing orchestration platforms and focusing your engineering resources on domain-specific capabilities? Because I'm going to show you why the technical abstraction layer for AI agents is commoditizing way faster than anyone expected. Let's start with deployment architecture, because this is where most teams get it wrong. Claudebot demonstrates three patterns that are quickly becoming industry standards. First, there's local installation, zero hosting costs, which sounds great until you realize you've just given an AI model terminal access to your development machine. Maximum security risk. Don't do this in production, seriously. Second pattern, dedicated hardware. $600 for a Mac Mini gives you complete isolation. It's a one-time cost and it keeps your agent workload physically separate from your critical infrastructure. This is the sweet spot for small teams that need isolation but don't want recurring cloud costs. Third pattern, VPS deployment. $50 to $100 per month gets you a containerized environment with internet accessibility. This is where most production deployments are heading because it gives you the flexibility to scale and the security isolation you absolutely need. Here's the critical architectural insight from Claudebot's design. Model agnostic orchestration actually works in production. The same code base supports Claude Opus, GPT-4, and local Llama or Qwen models. This validates something really important. Your infrastructure should be provider agnostic by default. Separating orchestration logic from model selection isn't just good architecture, it's a competitive requirement. Because when GPT-5 drops, or when Claude 4 comes out, or when the next breakthrough model appears, you need to be able to swap it in without rewriting your entire stack. Now let's talk about money, because the cost structure here is fascinating. Real-world benchmarks for agent workloads look like this. Claude Opus runs $15 per million tokens. That's your premium option for complex reasoning. Claude Haiku costs 25 cents per million tokens for simpler tasks. That's 60 times cheaper. Then there's the Claude Pro subscription at $20 a month, which gives you cost-capped access to Opus. And local Llama costs zero in API fees but requires at least 16 gigs of RAM. So here's the infrastructure math you need to run. An AWS EC2 T3.large instance costs $50 to $70 per month. A Mac Mini costs $600 one time. Break-even is somewhere between 8 and 12 months. But here's what that simple calculation misses. Local inference gives you lower latency and complete data privacy. You're not sending anything to external APIs. Let me give you a decision framework you can use today. If your agent workload is under 500,000 tokens per day, just use Claude Haiku or the Claude Pro subscription. Don't overthink it. If your workload is predictable and over 2 million tokens per day, self-hosted Llama becomes cost-effective. If you need latency under 100 milliseconds, self-hosted is required, period. And if data privacy is a regulatory requirement, which it is for healthcare, finance, or government work, self-hosted is mandatory. But there's a hidden cost that nobody talks about: model switching overhead. When you support multiple providers, you're maintaining separate prompt templates, different rate-limiting logic, and provider-specific error handling. Budget 2 to 3 engineering weeks just for robust multi-provider support. I've seen teams underestimate this by a factor of 3. Now we need to talk about security, because this is where things get real. The core risk is brutally simple. Agents with terminal access and file system operations create a massive attack surface. Imagine prompt injection via web scraping that executes arbitrary commands on your infrastructure. This isn't theoretical. These attacks are already documented in the wild. So here are your non-negotiable production security requirements. First, isolation. Containerized VPS or dedicated hardware. Never, ever run this on your primary development or production systems. Second, separate credentials. Dedicated API keys and accounts per agent instance. Third, restricted permissions. File system access limited to specific directories only. Fourth, network segmentation. Agents run on isolated VLANs with explicit egress rules. Fifth, audit logging. Every single command gets logged, with approval workflows for high-risk operations. The implementation pattern here is Docker containers with read-only root file system, writable volumes for agent workspace, and AppArmor or SI Linux profiles. Add command approval middleware for file system writes, network requests, and process execution. Time to implement? 1 to 2 engineering weeks for basic containerization, 4 to 6 weeks for production-grade approval workflows and audit logging. Here's my urgent recommendation. If you're deploying agents with system access in the next 60 days, security isolation is sprint zero work. You do this first, not second, not later, first, because the risk isn't de-radical anymore. This brings us to the strategic question, build versus buy for agent orchestration platforms. Should you build custom orchestration or adopt frameworks like Claudebot? Build custom if your agent workflows require domain-specific primitives that go beyond API calls and file operations. Build custom if you need sub-100 millisecond latency with specialized inference operations. Build custom if compliance requires source-code ownership and detailed audit trails. And build custom if your actual moat, your competitive advantage, is in the orchestration logic itself. Adopt existing frameworks if you're connecting standard APIs like Slack, Gmail, calendars, and DevTools. Adopt if your time-to-market requirement is under 6 months. Adopt if your differentiation is in domain knowledge, not infrastructure. And definitely adopt if your engineering team is under 10 people. Here's the technical debt warning. Custom orchestration platforms take 6 to 12 months to reach feature parity with open source alternatives. That's 6 to 12 months of opportunity cost where you're building infrastructure instead of product differentiation. So my recommendation is to start with Claudebot or similar open source orchestration and fork it if you hit limitations. This gives you 3 to 6 months to validate product market fit before committing engineering resources to custom infrastructure. Now let's talk about developer productivity, because this is where the rubber meets the road. The capabilities that are production ready today include autonomous application development, where agents write code and manage dependencies, API integration without manually reading documentation, workflow automation with persistent memory, so context is retained across sessions, and self-improvement through skill installation and custom workflow creation. The productivity unlock here is huge. Agents that remember previous sessions eliminate repetitive setup work. This is 10 to 20 times faster than chat-based development for repeated tasks. Not twice as fast, 10 to 20 times. So here's an implementation pattern for your team. Week 1 and 2, deploy an agent in an isolated environment and map 5 to 10 repetitive engineering tasks that could be automated. Week 3 and 4, train agents on your codebase patterns and internal tools. Week 5 through 8, gradually expand to feature development with human review. Month 3 and beyond, agents handle boilerplate, infrastructure, and integration work autonomously. But let's set realistic expectations. Agents excel at well-defined tasks, API integrations, crowd operations, test generation. They struggle with architectural decisions and ambiguous requirements. Budget about 30 to 40% of your tasks as agent appropriate in the current state. That percentage will grow, but that's where we are today. This has hiring implications. This technology shifts senior engineer time from boilerplate to architecture and product decisions. You'll need fewer mid-level engineers for implementation and more senior engineers for system design. Adjust your hiring pipeline accordingly. All right, let's make this actionable. Here's what you need to do in the next 30 days. Immediate actions for this week. Evaluate agent orchestration platforms. Deploy Claudebot in an isolated environment and map 5 to 10 repetitive engineering tasks that could be automated. Cost model your inference workload. Calculate actual token usage for your use case and compare Claude Haiku versus self-hosted Llama versus Claude Pro subscription. And run a security audit. Review your current agent deployments, if you have any, for isolation, credential separation, and audit logging. Short-term actions for the next 30 days. Stand up a POC deployment. Get a containerized agent environment running with security isolation and test it on non-critical internal tools. Make your build versus buy decision. Document whether your moat is in the orchestration layer or domain logic and decide custom versus open source by the end of the month. And run team training. Set up workshops on agent-assisted development patterns and establish code review processes for agent-generated code. You need to document 4 technical specifications. What's your acceptable latency for agent use cases? This determines API versus self-hosted. What are your maximum cost per task thresholds? This determines model selection. What are your compliance requirements? This determines deployment architecture. And what are your security isolation requirements? This determines infrastructure patterns. Resource requirements. One senior engineer part-time for 4 weeks to evaluate and POC agent infrastructure. $500 to $1,000 in infrastructure costs for testing. And you've got 2 to 4 weeks of runway before a production decision is required. The bottom line here is the agent orchestration layer has arrived, and it's productivizable right now. Your technical decision this quarter is choosing between building custom tooling and adopting existing Zyp clones. This choice has immediate implications for your security architecture, your cost structure, and your competitive velocity. So your sprint goal for this week, get Claudebot or a similar platform running in isolation, map 3 repetitive tasks to test, and calculate your actual inference costs. Don't wait on this. The teams that ship agent-enhanced products in Q2 are the ones doing this work right now. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.